Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me as we spend these next few moments together. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message that I've been sharing out of bits and pieces out of 1st and 2nd Peter on the general subject of the importance of temperance. We were seeing in that first chapter of 2nd Peter that he was urging us to give all diligence, to add to our faith the very foundation that God has given us, to add certain virtues, and that is goodness, the nature, the character of God, knowledge of the Lord, to be diligent in our pursuit of spiritual truths from the Word of God, and in prayer in our relationship with the Lord. And also, he includes temperance in the King James, or self-control. And I believe it's been important at this time right now as we go into the new year, because many of us have goals, have aspirations of things we'd like to see accomplished in our lives, short-term, long-term goals, like if they're long-term, that we'd like to begin on. And it's only with a divine perspective, it's only with the application of spiritual truths from the Word of God that we will be successful, because, beloved, it is not a matter of your willpower, because I don't know about you, but I have found my willpower to be very lacking whenever I've desired to accomplish something. But when I turn it over to God, whatever it might be, a particular task, a fast unto the Lord, He gives a supernatural empowering, because I'm looking beyond the immediate, beyond my natural circumstances, beyond even how I'm feeling. Many times when I get behind this microphone, I am not on the mountaintop. I may not even be feeling well. But I say, Lord, this is your time. These are your people, and you desire to speak to them. And so I yield and submit, and he has an amazing way of anointing the broadcast, even in spite of myself. So you will find that too. And many of you who walk with the Lord, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes when you're the least able, I think it's called being out of season. We're to be instant in season and out of season. Out of season is when we really don't feel like it. But God comes through every time. Why? Because he knows our heart's desire. He knows we love him. And he makes up for our inadequacies. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And beloved, if we are very honest, we are very weak creatures, even the strongest of us. So now let's go back to the things I was sharing on the importance of self-control or temperance. Another important reason we need to have this in our spiritual arsenal is that we need that to be able to effectively resist the devil. Let me share with you a few verses from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verses 8 and 9, familiar verses. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Well, what is he saying there? Whenever you're going through a battle, don't feel like you somehow you are being singled out of all the Christians in the whole world, and you are going through this battle all by yourself, that no one ever has gone through the things you're experiencing. Well, there are certain uniqueness and peculiarities to all the challenges and trials we go through, nonetheless, beloved, we're fashioned the same. Human nature is the same. And so we are probably in various times and seasons in our lives, and various times that we are perhaps vulnerable, the enemy will come along and we will be tested. And the wonderful part about it, Jesus was tested and tempted in all points as we, yet he did not sin. So we have an advocate with the Father. We have someone, we have the blessed Holy Spirit who knows exactly how to pray effectively and lift our petitions, the things that, in fact, those with words sometimes that we cannot utter, he intercedes for us. He presents the petitions, and Jesus prays for us. And so, beloved, how can we lose with such a divine support team? Amen? So, what did we learn from these few verses? Well, the devil is loose on this earth. He is hungry, he's cunning, and he's prowling about, looking for delectable and unwearing victims. And think about this. The more effective, beloved, that you become for the Lord, the more attractive you look to the devil. He likes fruitful Christians. Think about this. He was an exceedingly brilliant epitome of God's creation, if you will. He was the perfect in beauty to the day that iniquity was found in him, the covering cherub. He knows a lot about human nature. He's been around from the inception of mankind. Angels were created before man. So he knows our weak points. He knows human nature. And as a good general of demonic forces, he's not going to bother with those who are already in his camp. He, as any good general, he would want to go to the front lines, those that are being most effective, those that are damaging the kingdom of darkness the most. I mean, come on, this is just common sense. So he doesn't like fruitful Christians. He doesn't want you to be successful. He doesn't want you joyful. He doesn't want you happy in the things of the Lord. He doesn't want you moving forward in the things God has for you. But what we need, beloved, what you need, what I need, is clarity and clear-mindedness, alertness. That is, beloved, the real power behind self-control. It's not your will. It is that clarity of mind, that spiritual apprehension of what God's goal is for you. You can't give the devil a foothold or turn your back on him. The best defense is what? Resistance. If you turn and run, he'll give you chase and track you down. But what should we do? Well, the word tells us when the enemy comes in, we are to resist, submit ourselves to God, which hopefully we're doing all the time, resist him, and he will flee. Not maybe. But if you are submitted to God, now if you try to resist the devil and you're not really fully submitted to God, does that mean you're perfect? No, but your heart is perfect. You want to please God. If you fall, you get yourself back up. You ask the Lord forgiveness. He gives you strength to go on. He wants you to be a warrior. That's why he's given you the armor of faith. He's given you all the things that you need, that spiritual armament, to be a successful warrior in God's army. So Peter is urging us to stand firm in our faith because he knows that it is what we usually abandon first. So we have to add self-control to our faith. Because of the greatness of the salvation we have received, praise God, that we might be holy. That's the end. That's the purpose, to be like the Lord. Because why? The end of all things is near. And why? That you might pray. Because your enemy wants to devour you and that you might resist him. So, beloved, we're building on a marvelous foundation of faith in Jesus Christ. He is the cornerstone of our belief. And then we're adding to that, as he reminds us in 2 Peter, that first chapter, we're adding virtue or goodness, which is God's character. We're learning about the Lord, and we're wanting to be like him. The word tells us that the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. And then as we grow, I remember as a young Christian, I said, Lord, I want to grow so fast. I want to know about you. We increase in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And having those things firm, our standing in the Lord, our knowledge of Christ, then we have have to have self-control. We have to have mental alertness and wisdom. It's not willpower. It's mental alertness and wisdom and vision, if you will, vision of who God has created you to be. I want to close this broadcast. I've covered everything I want to cover as far as these passages of Scripture, but now I want to pray and ask God to give you that self-control, that mental alertness that you need to go forward right now with the things that you're dealing with in your life, the things that God has for you in the weeks and months ahead. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the power of the Word of God. I thank you for your anointing, Lord. And Lord, I lift my spiritual family, my brothers and sisters, my radio family, those who perhaps may have just tuned in for the first time, and those who have listened, been faithful listeners for years. Father, I thank you for them. I thank you for their walk in Christ. I thank you for their testimony. And Father, now I'm asking you to do a work. Lord, you said your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Father, our willpower is not adequate. It is not sufficient. We claim, Father, Holy Ghost temperance. We claim, Holy Ghost, self-control, that we will be those people you have called us to be. Father, I release that faith for your beloved, that Lord, that they would know that it is you working in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, yea, it is I who am strengthening you. I empower you. I impart to you, yea, spiritual wisdom and anointing and strength. Yea, the ability to stand when all around seems to be falling down, that you shall have a clear eye and a vision, and you shall press forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. You shall not turn to the right nor to the left, but your eyes shall be single and your whole body shall be full of light. Rejoice, beloved, for I am with you, for great victories lie ahead. Continue on, persevere. Trust me to give you that strength that you need. Keep your eyes upon the goal and you shall know victories that you have long desired, and you shall rejoice greatly in the Lord your God, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, I invite you to write, share your victories, whatever those prayer needs are. Let's pray for one another. How is about that? Amen. And with that, I bring this broadcast to a close. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, to email. If you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can send back a personal letter of encouragement. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.